Today's shir is Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Hei Din Erev Tchumim Vayud Chasifim. Also, lots of b'shabbos v'yom tov b'makom shev Shabbos yoyis mitchum. On Shabbos, one may not leave more than past the tchum, which is shnei alof mamah 2,000 amma. Actually, midaraisa, there's a different tchum, which is Yud Beis Mil 24,000 amma, which most Rishonim are of the opinion that that is a deraisa. The issa to walk past that amount. The issa that we speak about here of 2,000 amma is the issa derabbanan, and there's also machlokes Rishonim if this applies only on Shabbos, these halachas, or on Yontif as well. We are machmed that we keep tchum on Yontif as well. So also lots of Shabbos for Yontif and makom Shavus yois mitchum sheshnei alofim. One may not go on Shabbos more than the tchum, which is 2,000 amma. Makayim shel adam, and a person's place is arba amas. Every person is entitled to four amas. V'hayna, and that means imhayu ben ishmash besada. If ben ishmash, she was in the field, then we start counting from where he is 2,000 amas. But as we're going to learn, if he was in a city, the entire city is counted like four amas, and he has 2,000 amas past that. Avam Shabbos b'toichir, if he's in a city, kali ir he makayme, the entire city is considered his city. It's considered dalar amos. V'ndechbura shalir, and then the city gets an extension, as we'll see, which is also nechshib gamkin kalir. It's also considered part of the city. V'ezi hibura, what is that? Shivim amma v'shnei shlishi amma. 70 amas and 2/3 of amma. V'shayich l'ir, and that is considered an extension of the city. Even if there's no buildings over there. V'u nikra, and that is called the karf of ear. Makam sheyichla, from where that ends, maschil mlet my tchum Shabbos, that's when we start counting the tchum Shabbos. Sif beiz ear shemukafas chama, a city that has a wall, I feel he gedoy l'moid, even if it's a large city. Mahalchus kula, you could walk the entire area of the city. V'ibura, and then you can walk the extra 70 amas that we just discussed. And afterwards begins the Tchum Shabbos. If you have a city that doesn't have a wall around it, and the houses are next to each other, as long as there's no distance between the houses more than 70 amma, 70 amma and 2/3 of amma, it's all considered one long city. I feel a mile come yom, even if it's a huge city, that would take days to traverse. But by his achron, only from the last house of the city, mighten them as a karfif. Then we start counting the 70 amis, and then afterwards we start counting the tchum Shabbos. Sif gimel, einos nekarfif leir. This extension that we give is to a city. Avel bayis echad, to a single home. Ain't nice and karfif, they're not entitled to this extension. I'll take a mikira bayis v'chutz, as soon as the house ends maskelim the tchum Shabbos, we start counting the tchum Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says the definition of a city is you have three chatzeris, and each chatzer has two houses. That's considered a city that gets a nibura shalir. Sif dalar hayishtei yayar sumuchu zuluzu, you have two cities next to each other. Nice and careful, a zoo, careful, a zoo. Each city gets its own extension, the 17 2/3 amma. Lekain, im ein b'neim yois mishnei kafifis. If there isn't a distance between these two cities of approximately 141 amas, so then nechshav v'shteim li'irachs, the two cities are considered one. Sevhei, yesh kama dvarim b'inyam adidas tchum Shabbos l'hakol. There are a number of leniencies that could be applied to hilchos tchum Shabbos. However, we have to do it according to the psak of a Talmud Chacham. Sevav, hanitzrach lalechus b'Shabbos or b'yontev b'tchum Shabbos. If somebody has to walk on Shabbos or yontev more than tchum Shabbos, so how does he accomplish that he can walk in that distance, that further distance? Tzarech l'nich b'erev Shabbos b'erev yontev erev tchumim. He places an erev tchumim before Shabbos or yontev. The tzarech l'nich, the erev has to be placed b'toich tchum ir, within the 2,000 amas of the city, makom shayimut alo lechisham, in a place that he could walk there. The most Paiskim are of the opinion, we start counting where you could put the tchum, where you put the Erev, from the end of the city, then we count 2,000 Amos. Makom Shenirchas Erev, the place where the Erev is actually put, that is Nechshav Loi, that becomes considered Kilu Darsham, as if he lives there. Okay, and Yeshlam Makom Ahu, and therefore, since that's considered the place of his residence for Shabbos, he gets Shnei Apayim Amluchal Tzad, he gets from that place where he put down the Erev Tchumim, 2,000 Am in each direction. Mele moving, and therefore it's understandable, Kima Shumarviach, Mitzad Zeh Shemenich's Erev, what you gain in the side that you put the Erev, Humafsid Mitzarach, you lose on the other side. Derech Moshel, to illustrate, in Menich's Erev, Besoiv Shnei Alpayim Amal Tzad Mizruch, if you put down the Erev 2,000 Amos to the east side, Asul La'alachas Kulmat Tzad Marev, that means you shifted your place of residence to the east, to 2,000 Amos away on the east side, so then you can walk till the city, and the whole city, but you have nothing in the city anymore. Shekvar Rochim Mimakav Deros Tchum Shabbos, by putting it over there. Siv Zayin Keserai, since Erev, exactly how is the Erev constructed? So as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, the real proper way of making an Erev is by taking residence at that spot that you want to be considered your spot of Shvisa, your spot of residence, by taking residence at that spot, Bein HaShmoshes. But because it's not always possible to do so, Chazal came up with this Eitzah, this advice of making a Tchum, Erev Tchumim, which makes it be considered as if where you put the Erev Tchumim is where you are taking residence for the Shabbos. Ketzer Oysenes Erev, Lekech Pas Mozen Shtei Sudas, you take much food you need for two meals, a Liftoin, or different vegetables, or things that you eat, Kigoyim Betzolim, onions, Tznoyin, radishes, Kedoyma, Sheyesh Bo Shia L'Ochle, but in Pas, enough that you eat with bread, Kedei Mozen Shtei Sudas, the amount for two meals, Chutz Men HaMelech HaMayim, you can't use salt or water. Shame Avim Behem, they're not used for Erev. Also, when it comes to spices, spices that are not really used to eat with bread should not be used for an Erev. V'hoylech al mokum sheroitzel l'niach, and go to the spot that you want to designate the place to be for your Erev. U'mavarach, you make the bracha, baruch ato Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, shekir Hashem, tzoyes v'tzvonam, mitzvos Erev. V'aymer, and then you declare, b'zeh Erev, by placing this Erev, yimutu l'lech mokum zeh apayim amul kol ruach, I should be allowed to walk 2,000 Am in each direction, and then v'choyz l'beisoy, yochel l'ich Erev echel kama shabosos, you could leave an Erev for a number of shabosos, v'vachi n'chen v'mokum shtamer, but you have to make sure that it's there, shalai nevet, it shouldn't get lost or miskakel ruin, it should be there every week. The halach is, if you didn't say yeheze Erev, but you made the bracha, the halach is that it's satisfactory. And as we said a moment ago, if you make the Erev by actually being there, then the Bein HaShmoshes, then the declaration is unnecessary. Sivches yachol shleichas Erev ayidei shliach, you could send the Erev through a shliach, sheinichei b'shvilei, that you place the Erev on your behalf. V'varach ha-shliach v'yayma, the shliach that makes the bracha, and he says, v'zeh Erev yimutel aplani leilach v'chulei, with this Erev, the person can rely on it. V'tzorach sheyag shliach, the shliach that you're asking to put down the Erev for you has to be a godlu bar das. Avay de cotton through a child, ain't shalchim, we don't make an Erev. V'afilo loichazah shliach al mashalchoy, even if the shliach did not return and tell us that he did what he was appointed to do, yochel ismachla, we could rely on him. The chazaka shliach oisei shluchusoy. We should not use a nachri, or somebody who is even an adult Jew but doesn't believe in Hilchas Erev should not be the person asked to put down the Erev. Sif tes yichayon l'Erev b'Erev echad b'shvil kamen anoshim. You can make one Erev could work for a number of people. V'hu shiyeh b'Erev shiyeh l'kol echad v'echad. There has to be enough food of two meals for every individual who's relying on this Erev. V'tzarech l'skus l'hem ayidei achar. You have to give, if you're using your food on behalf of somebody else, you have to transfer ownership through somebody else. As we discussed, previously by Eruv Chatzeris. V'ein Eruv Tchumim, we cannot make an Eruv Tchumim L'Odom for on behalf of someone, El Adatoi, even only with his permission. Because even though there's a rule of Zoch L'Odom Shalai B'Fana, we could do something to benefit for somebody, even without his knowledge. But as we've been learning, when we speak about Hilchas Eruvin, there it's not always a benefit, because maybe he doesn't want to be limited to that direction. And therefore, you have to have his express permission. A person could put down two Erev Tchumim before Shabbos in two opposite directions, and on Shabbos decide which one he wants to rely on. If the person putting down the Erev is a Shlich on behalf of many people, Omer, he says, Yemutal plenty of plenty. If he's also putting it down for himself, I'm a li for me or Leplani. If he's making an Erev for the entire city, he should declare Hareza Erev L'chol B'nei O'ir. Sefyud, Tzorach Shea Erev Munach M'mokum She'ef Shal Ochle B'nei Shmashas. The Erev should be in a place where it's able to be eaten B'nei Shmashas without B'li Asiyas Isidaraisa, without requiring to do a Daraisa and Isidaraisa to get to it. Elkerem Anicha B'guma, if the Erev was put in a pit, V'chisoba Erev, but it was covered like Eva Erev, it's not a good Erev, because you know how to dig the pit on Shabbos on Ben Shmashas. Yesua Be'evin, but if it was covered with a stone, which is only an Isidarabonon, a Muksa Eva Erev, Nosna B'ilon, if the Erev was put on a tree, im ilan kosher, if it's a firm tree, have Erev. Hanicha ilan a kanarach, but if it's put on a tree that's not firm, that's ready also to move such a tree, and therefore it's not a good Erev. Sifir Aleph, im noisens Erev b'tachir, if the Erev is put in the middle of the city, as kali ian nechshalei l'makam ha'ruvai, then the entire city is considered his place of residence. Yachal lelechas b'chol ir, and you could walk in the entire city. That means from where you live to the city, you have to put an Erev. Once the Erev is put down in the middle of the city, the entire city is considered like Dalet Amos. Afil hi g'doy l'ma'id, even if it's a very large city. Afil gam chutzlor, and then, as we learned earlier, you get outside of the city, also in the area of Kedei Ibura b'tchum Shabbos, the 70 Amos. You consider like you live in the city, and therefore your tchum only begins 70 amos after the city. That's when you get 2,000 amos.